Cristiano?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was like talking to myself for a little bit there. So I guess it was a transfer from Chalet and something happened or whatnot. So I just told her I'll call you right now, you know.
No problem. I understood. I was waiting for a few seconds to verify if you could call me back. And then I was about to call you back again, and then you called me.
Right. I think those few seconds you were waiting, I was talking to myself, you know?
Yeah. That's what I figured out.
So how have you and Alexandra been?
Look, I want to share a couple of things with you, and then we can verify what we can do.
Okay.
Because I need to go through some directions here.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it is like this. I think you already know about the regulations that we have right now in Florida. And the new governor, he made a mess with everybody. Everybody's running out from Florida. It is real. It's not just, you know, rumors and people going through interviews on TV, discussing about things. No, we are facing up bad situations here. And real. And one of those things, they are so real that they are shutting down accounts. For example, on Angie's home advisors, people without social security number. So, in other means, we are invited to leave, right? Because you don't have documents.
Crazy.
So, yeah. If you are not able to provide anything for this country, I think it is a time to go back to my country because over there I have my social security number. And we are not very welcome here to make business. You know, you see every single day, I'm sorry to share this with you, but a lot of lazy people here, they have their documents, they have their social security number, but they don't do nothing for anybody, even for themselves. They just want to smoke weed and keep their little life inside of their freaking apps, you know, like TikTok and things like that. But anyway,
For sure.
I need to solve my problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I go up north again, you know, to face up winter times again, or if we're going to shut down the camp here, and then I go back to Brazil.
Got it.
I'm trying to make a mind map right now and make a brainstorm of all the possibilities and things that we can do, because it's about 10 years that I'm here now. And a lot of efforts to improve and get in touch with your environment. I mean, the business side of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for example, I was rising up a lot of things through internet and our reviews as well, as you know.
Right. But I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the end, it's not working because we are nothing here, right? It doesn't matter if you have education, if you have degree, if you have the expertise. If, you know, if something changed, a little thing changed here and there, they're going to mess up with your life. So I cannot live my life in people's hands. So to verify what we can do, I just want to reframe that conversation that we have a few months ago about
Google,
the Google program.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But my very first question about that program is like this. Example, if I put a social security number together with the name of the company, it should be the social security number from the owner of the company, or I can use somebody else to support.
You can use somebody else. You're going to put them as the owner, though, and you would put yourself as a silent partner. So what will happen, right, because I remember having this discussion with you a while back, and you were going to use – I don't even think it was Alexandra, right? It was another friend of yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, for example, what you would do when you fill out that application, you're going to put zero field workers. You're going to put one owner, right? And I'd walk you through the whole process, okay? And you're going to want to put the person's name and information that has a valid social, because they do require on Google Guaranteed a social security as well. But that's kind of our workaround. And I have a lot of clients that have gone the same route. For multiple reasons, either no social, same situation. I even have a couple clients that have criminal records, unfortunately, from like 7 years ago. So they've used their wife's, one used their brother's stuff, right? So what you would need first is you would basically need to let your friend know, like, hey, are we able to run your background? And what he's going to have to be able to provide, right, is the basic info, like driver's license number, social security, et cetera. But there's two companies through Google that run the background check. If it's Pinkerton, and we have no power of choosing who does it. It's automatically chosen. So if it's Pinkerton, no other information other than what's on the applications needed. Social security, date of birth, et cetera. Okay. If it's Evident that does the background check, they're going to need him to scan the front and back of his driver's license or identification card. So he will need to have that with him so we can trigger that text to him. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really sorry too, what's going on in Florida. I actually wasn't even aware of all this because I'm from California, right? So I actually have family in Florida, but I had no idea there was like law changes and stuff going on there that's affecting so many people, you know? So I'm really sorry to hear that's happening.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. For example, we have some partnership with, let's say, big construction companies here.
Mm-hmm.
They are all of them, they are afraid because the labor force, they just moved to another state, and they bring with them their families and their relatives because they are like colony here, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people here are from Mexico and Guatemala and people like those countries. So, but they work very hard like us.
Right.
So they don't have this working power right now. They moved. So let's say, you have the contractor and subcontractor. In the hands of the subcontractor, you have the work power.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna keep anymore. What's gonna happen? We're gonna have a delay along the chain.
Mm-hmm.
So we are waiting for people to finish floors and walls, painting and things like that to install cabinets and install the granite. So if they take longer to finish their projects, what's going to happen with us? We don't have jobs.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. You know, if you are able to get your friends, so Google Guaranteed, right? It is an amazing platform to bring qualified leads to your business. So if you can get your friends' approval to do that, right? It should be able to bring you more quality leads where you're actually scheduling estimates, with these people that are looking for the granite countertops, et cetera, you know? But yeah, do you still have my email that I sent you previously on all this, or?
dnelson at,
relevantads.com. Yes. We changed it to localsplash.com recently, but, it should be titled Google Guaranteed on there.
Can you reset to me, please?
Yeah. Is it the same contact at graniteworkandmore.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me send it to you right now so you get it.
And the very first day of July, Angie's, they kicked us out, you know, with no regret, you know. Oh, I cannot do anything for you. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. That's crazy. You would think I've heard of that, you know, because we have a lot of clients that have used Angie's, Thumbtack and stuff, but I didn't know they just recently did that. And that's primarily in Florida is where it's happening, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Let me see. Let me get your lead fees to resend to you. So I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, right?
Okay.
The cost per qualified lead, what the the minimum budget requirement too, and I'm gonna copy and paste your subcategories in your vertical. So give me one quick
here. Yeah, because I need to read everything, translate to Alexander.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna discuss about it because right now we don't have too much options. So I gotta go over there in my friend's house and let him know, because some people that I spoke, and for example, 4 months ago about it, they mm-hmm. were afraid about the taxes going through their names after 1 year, right?
Right. They shouldn't need to worry about that. I remember checking on that specifically for you too, actually.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to worry about that because Google because they're not getting paid in their name, right? Like, they're strictly just using it for the Google Guarantee application process. So the checks from these clients, right, they're not going to pay, whoever it is, right? Like, let's say it's Alexandra, right? They're not going to pay
yeah.
him directly. They pay you, right, or the company. So he
yeah.
shouldn't have to worry about that. I remember looking into it specifically for you, too.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. I'm just confirming the conversation that we had to refresh my mind.
Right. It's been a while. So just to, because I know it's been a while, right, you're going to have a
yeah.
list of subcategories that you could choose from. You don't have to turn them all on. You're only going to want to turn on the type of jobs that you want. Okay. You only pay for the lead, okay, if you either schedule an estimate with the lead, like you book an appointment, or if you quote them over the phone. So what I'd recommend to you on Google Guaranteed Leads, try to schedule estimates, right? So you could go out there, so you're not getting a lot of price drops on people, you know?
No, for example, they already know. I don't know if you know about this, but it is good to know, to have this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about measurements with granite or cabinets, there's
mm-hmm.
no way to estimate by phone and try to give a price by phone.
Right.
For like a conversation that we are having right now, it is impossible to do that when you talk about that, because you got
my
to
measurements may be wrong, or yeah, there's a
yeah,
list.
We are talking
right.
about
yeah.
we are talking about $20,000-$25,000. Investment, so we cannot play around with that, you know?
Right. So, yeah, so in your case then, all it would be is if you schedule an estimate, you're charged for the lead,
uh-huh.
right? If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, no answer,
mm-hmm.
right? All of those are unqualified leads you're automatically not charged for.
Okay.
Now, so you could show your friend too, what I'm doing is I'm resending you the actual application for Google Guarantee. Okay.
Okay. I was about to ask you this. Thank you.
Obviously, if you even fill it out and you don't submit it, right, it's not, we can't process it because we haven't started Google Guarantee for you yet, but I want you to be able to show your friend what's needed on the application. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to see on there licensing. Licensing is not required for your vertical. So on the licensing section, you just put NA for non-applicable. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I sent it to you via text, and I replied in that email thread with the link too right now.
Okay. I got here a message from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Let's fill in submit Google Guarantee form below to begin the application process. Okay.
That's just so you can see the application process. Now, when you open it up, too, it's going to say, what is your first and last name? You're going to use the person's name that you're using for the Google Guarantee application. Okay. All the other information can line up with your business, except for when you get down to the bottom. Let me see what it asks for here. Okay. So you'll put his name for the primary business owner's name. You'll put his social. Okay. His date of birth, and he's got to be available for them to be able to trigger a text message to him so that he could submit his driver's license. Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you this right now.
Yeah.
I'm watching here. So let's say first name, first name, last name, email.
Mm-hmm.
What's the business name?
Right.
Physical address, okay. Business established.
Mm-hmm.
So those informations I need to put from my company, right?
Yes, correct.
But the thing is, after this, I don't know mm-hmm. if you have that information, but I need to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna make a cross check between the name and the company owner.
No, so what'll happen, right, is they're gonna check your insurance document, okay, and they're gonna run a background on the primary owner listed, which needs to be your friend's name, okay? And then, so for example, like I have some clients who they're silent owners on the business. There's no Google guarantee, like there's no, background check needed on those silent owners, right? So you just leave your information off of the application process is the only way we could push it through, because currently Google does require a social. So this is just kind of a workaround for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it. Sure. I've done it plenty of times before though. Like I know 100% it will go through, you know, as long as, his background's good, you know.
Because one thing, let's say the liability here,
mm-hmm.
is going to be from the company name, mm-hmm. and inside of the company name, you have a business owner name as well, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
But that's what I'm trying to understand. Because if it doesn't show up the name of the person who has the social security number, is it...
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay with that or not?
It'll be okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because we'll list you basically as a silent owner, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Now I understand. I got it now.
Okay.
Okay.
If it wouldn't go through, I wouldn't even, like, send you all this information. I know 100% it'll go through. It's just kind of a backdoor way, unfortunately. We have to do it because of the social security, you know, reason.
Yeah, I'm asking because sometimes, for example, when you are collecting information, you start creating some hopes about, oh, okay, we found a way to solve the problem. But in mm-hmm. the end, oh, another door. We cannot open that door.
No, this door would be able to be open for sure. I mean, even if it did have to match, right, like it'd be easy enough as just adding him on, but I'm sure he doesn't want to be added for tax reasons. So I'm telling you, it'll be perfectly fine. You just want to list all his info for the background check information. Very, very important.
Okay.
Okay, but you need to check with him first, you know. So
yeah, definitely would do that. I gotta go to his house and talk to him privately. You know, show this for him, and then
And if he has any questions too, let me resend you my direct line and extension. That way, you could get to me directly. You know, or you could always call our client support number too, whichever is easier. Get this off to you. 1-1. All right, here, that's coming to you right now via text.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah, it's the same. No, I haven't changed my number here. But that way, if you guys have questions too, you or him could call me directly. But I've done it for plenty of other clients before, so I know it will work for sure. He's just got to be willing to do it, though, you know.
What is the time? The time?
We're 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time.
No, I'm talking about after you apply with the application.
The application, so what we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these up here, though. When you guys get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually it's approved in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So really, like, it's just that application is the most important part. We got to get that submitted and processed as soon as possible.
Okay. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time, and then just go ahead and give me a call. And again, I'm really sorry for what you're going through and that Angie's kicked you off. That's crazy they did that. But Google Guaranteed should be definitely a good avenue for you to pick up good quality leads. It should be even better than what you experienced with Angie Leads. I hear from all my clients it's a better platform, you know?
Oh yeah. I hope so. Because, for example, I don't have too much to complain about them because in the beginning it was a nightmare. But as soon as I became familiar with their system, how their CRM works, and how is the flow handling with the app, I could keep my budget weekly. And I knew how to make a forecast for always for the next week.
Right.
And I did it. A lot of people complain about it, but they don't know how to explain why they are complaining. I dig it so hard to verify what I could improve in their system. I found a lot of gaps, and I covered those gaps, and I made it, so I was very happy in working with them.
Yeah,
very happy.
If you like that, you will love this. And the reason being is you're not ever sharing leads, right? Like, they're picking you and calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section, and then your disputes are automatically done. So if you don't schedule an estimate with them, right, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to do on your end, and you'll have a tracking of every lead that came through just to kind of safeguard it. So if you did well with Angie's, which I have other clients that do extremely well with them, I wasn't trying to like bash them or anything. I'm just saying this platform, it's a better avenue. So it might have been a blessing in disguise, you know, kicked you off, you know, so.
Okay. So now I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay.
I gotta do something right now. I gotta go to my friend's house. I'll talk to him, and then we're gonna verify with you guys to apply this because, you know, if nothing works, let's say nothing works, I have two options: or get back to Massachusetts, or get back to my country. I right now it's not fair because I worked so hard last year to get on this position, you know. Handling our biz, everything up and running here. So I'm very happy with the results that we had. So if I say goodbye to everything, it is, you know, it is a big loss. It'll be a big loss for me.
Right. And you need, like, obviously let us know either way, right? If you move to Massachusetts, we could talk about, retargeting you and repositioning everything over there. But if you go to Brazil, right, then we would have to talk about pausing it or canceling it until you possibly came back, type of thing. So,
so
keep us in the loop.
If I go back to Brazil, there's no way to return.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that. We actually have one of our agents is from Brazil, and she works from Brazil now, too. She's awesome. I think you might have talked to her before, Celine, you know?
Yeah, I spoke to a lady. She speaks Spanish, but she's not Brazilian.
Yeah, let me see. You may not have spoken to Celine then. But, yeah, we have one agent. She's amazing, too. She's in Brazil. But, yeah, I know you got a lot to weigh in on, you know, so definitely just keep me in the loop. Let me know what's going on, right? And we'll try to accommodate. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Daniel.
All right, you're welcome. Pleasure speaking with you, Cristiano. You have a great rest of your day. Okay.
You too. Thank you. I'll let you know.
All right, sir. Bye.
Bye.